Okay, back to Pisces.
Yay. Okay, so this pretty much may not be something that you can answer, but you could possibly pass it on. Back when the wide-brim hat altering fiasco first started, Nemo promised that he would put in pigtails, and I have yet to see those, and I was curious if that was going to still come, or if the hair potions in general, or the any of those type of items that were going to be put in, or if that was decided that it was going to be too difficult or whatever.
The Michael Jackson shop, as we fondly used to refer to it, probably shouldn't now, to change hairstyles and skin color and all the rest of it, is on the cards. Definitely, we'll do that. It may be a shop, it may be potions. We keep sort of going back and forth on that. I don't know anything about pigtails, but I think pigtails are really cute. So I'm all in favor of pigtails. I'm on your side. Bring the pigtails. I will point out that the Princess Leia hairdo that's in the game, which is the most pigtail-like thing there is entirely entirely my doing, and I insisted on that hairdo at greater resistance from Bluebeard anyway. But I think it's way cool. So I'm all for pigtails.
So could you let Nemo know that I have not yet forgotten and that he is in trouble until it's put in?
I will tell him that he's in trouble. It would be my pleasure.
And Llama would like to know, what about powdered wigs?
I do remember, yeah, now you see the powdered wig thing is funny because it's in the header on the website. There's this woman with the powdered wig. Where are the wigs? I agree. Where are the wigs? It's an outrage. Disgraceful, shocking. I think there are some issues with wigs, which would it would basically require a bunch of code, so it's less. But it would be a lot of fun. I mean, I'd really like to have the masks in all the time as well. The one of the issues is, of course, all you guys know is just the bloating of the artwork stack. But the actual evidence is that once people actually start downloading the game properly, and run the installer, then the size of the download, there isn't a big drop off there. So I think we could afford to, throw another 10 meg of art on, and I don't think it would make much difference to our overall potential audience. Anyway, that doesn't mean we'll have wigs real soon now, but I will harass Nemo on your behalf.
Homulus, spread your wisdom.
Oh no!
He's not actually here. He's in the bathroom. But sorry. He wants to ask the age-old question. If you were to do it again, and I suppose this could go for the next game that you do, from lessons learned, what's one thing that you would do exactly the same, and what's one thing that you would do completely different?
I think I'd make pretty much the same game. That's one thing that I do the same. I'm really, really pleased with how Puzzle Pirates came out. I'm not, there's things I would change, but fundamentally, I think that it was a sound idea, and so that's definitely a nice thing to be able to say. It makes me happy to say that. Something I would do different, I would probably I would pay more attention to the marketing side of things. I think the looking at it now and certainly looking at doing another product and. One has to consider seriously whether we would be better off, I don't know, having some kind of deals in advance so that we know that we're going to get distribution and so on. I mean, it's tricky. I don't really know if we could have done a lot better there, even if we had paid more attention to it. I guess another thing I would do differently is I would make the game somewhat simpler. I think Puzzle Pirates is a bit too complicated. Not so much that, it's too complicated to get into, although that's a part of it, but I think that maybe the depth in the game in places is misplaced. And this would be a long conversation to get into where exactly, but I can see ways in which we could make a simpler game with less complexity in terms of the features, but an equally rich amount of gameplay, if that makes sense.
Okay. Ridisto, since you're leaving in 5 minutes, pop it.
Okay, one quick one, Cleaver. What's on your iPod?
I don't have them. I don't have an
What's
iPod.
on the closest thing that you have to an iPod?
Oh, dude. So, I guess, you know, what you're asking is what kind of music I like, which is a not unreasonable question. I think if you want some names of bands that I really like, I don't have that many for you. I've been enjoying, or I have historically really enjoyed a band called Boards of Canada, who are kind of weird ambient music. And that's, if you want a sort of thing you can look up on the webternet that expresses Cleaver's taste in music, then Boards of Canada is a pretty good choice. They haven't released anything for a while. Yeah, that's probably what would be on my iPod if I had one, although I've rather listened to it too much at this point. I have, you know, a stack of CDs in front of me, but I don't think you want me to go through all of those. I'm not that involved in music. My girlfriend listens to a lot more music than I do, and she kind of feeds me CDs that I listen to, and I have friends who feed me stuff, but really it's something that I've not spent a lot of time on. I've been a bit busy.
One more quick question. Not really a question, more of a comment. Can you tell Nemo to keep his promises? He promised me dreadlocks as a hairstyle in the game, and I still don't see it.
You guys need to have, like, Nemo come on here next month, and then you can just persecute the crap out of him, and I'll listen in, and it'll be great. Okay, so we got kilts, no, that was for the chat, sorry. wigs and pigtails and dreadlocks. I'm all for the dreadlocks too, actually. I think dreadlocks is one that I was really keen on. But dreadlocks would have to be real hair. I'm not making a dreadlock wig, that's for sure.